What is a healthy situation? To be overwhelmed by our ignorance or to be overwhelmed by our knowledge? Actually, it's best to be overwhelmed by Krishna. And depending on time, place, circumstance, sometimes awareness of our ignorance is what takes us towards Krishna. You know, this world is so big, this philosophy is so big, you know, I don't know Krishna, I just surrender to you. Sometimes, becoming aware of how little I know, that can inspire us to surrender to Krishna. Sometimes, understanding the profundity of the philosophy, the more we understand, oh, this is like this, this is like that, the more things fall in place, the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle fall in place, at that time, the more the knowledge inspires us to surrender to Krishna. So, we see both examples in Shastra, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Nakare Alas, Iha Haite Krishna Lage Sudruda Manas. That saying that this is philosophy, I won't study this, is all. I am just simply interested in rasa. No. So understand the philosophy. By understanding the philosophy, what will happen? We will understand that Krishna is the only ultimate reality. All these attractive things, they are insubstantial. So that way, Iha Haite Krishna Lage Sudruda Manas. So sometimes the philosophy itself will inspire us to surrender to Krishna. So deeper immersion philosophy will inspire us to surrender to Krishna. At other times, just awareness that Krishna is so great. We see when in the Brahma Vimohan Leela, when Brahma becomes bewildered and then he is offering prayers to Krishna. Then he says, Krishna, it may be possible for someone to count the number of atoms in the whole universe, but they cannot count your glories. The only thing they can do is surrender to you. So in that case, awareness of how little we know, that inspires us to surrender. So basic principle of bhakti is anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. So sometimes knowing how little we know can be favorable for our surrender to Krishna. But sometimes, you know, little knowledge can be unfavorable. Because if there's little knowledge, we may feel that, you know, that this is also attractive, that is also attractive, that is also attractive. In that case, more knowledge, philosophically understanding what is actually substantial, that can help us in surrender to Krishna. So if we keep the purpose of going closer to Krishna, if we keep the purpose of focusing on Krishna as central, then how to appropriately approach knowledge or our lack of knowledge, we will be able to do that properly. Sometimes people may feel, oh, I know so little, I will simply surrender to Krishna. Now, if that inspires one to surrender to Krishna, that is very good. But that shouldn't become an excuse for intellectual laziness. Thinking that, you know, I don't want to study this philosophy. No. If somebody has an intellectual capacity, somebody has intellectual energy, then they can exercise that intellectual capacity. And by that, their conviction will improve. So, by keeping our purpose clear, we can use either our knowledge or our lack of knowledge, both for moving closer to Krishna. Does that answer your question?
Beautiful.
Thank you.